Zeichem Nishmas Suri Este Vas Mayudovid.
We are on Daf Chof Amid Beis. Let us start from the top of the Amid. Amar Shmuel Yechilna Liskune Lekula Goyla. So Rashi said that Beloy Re'i Yaseidim Afilo without Eidim Kibokani Beteudes Halavona Vehilucha Veseida Hamazolis. So Lachayri could inform the Goyla of all the Roshei Chadoshim. Omalai Abba Avua de Rabbi Simloi Lishmoel Yoda Mar Haimilse de Sanya Besoita Ibo. We had learned in the Baraisa of Soita Ibo Noilat Koidem Chatzois Oy Noilat Acha Chatzois. You know, Pshatan Dar Haloche. Omalai Loi. No, he doesn't know. It's written, it's very unclear. Omalei midaholo yodama ikemili achaniyosa dolo yodama. So some of those other things you don't know. So it's not so poshut. Let us see Rashi again. Soit ha'ibo bereise shnuye beremozim. The whole bereise is written derech remes. Noilat koidem chatzois aliyacha chatzois kach shoni bo. Veremes ba'almahu loyma koidem chatzois cholok min noilad la'acha chatzois. Of exactly what this halacha is, it's not mefurish in the Baraisa. Yoda mar machilik yesh. He didn't know. Kisalik Rabbi Zeire, when Rabbi Zeire went from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, so Rabbi Zeire found out two halachas which he did not know before. Shalach lehu, so he sent to the Bnei Bovel as follows. Number one, Tzorich sheyehei laila v'yoyim min hachodosh. What does this mean? Let us see Rashi. Kisolik Rabbi Zeire shalach lehu lachaveirov shebe Bovel, shnei dvorim shalomat kan. In Eretz Yisrael he learned two inyonim. Number one, Sorech sheyehei laila v'yoyim min hachodosh. Hayoyim hoylech achar halaila. Liyois hayoyim min hachodesh shehoyaboy leil shalafonov. That means that the day, in order to, it can only be Rosh Chodesh if the previous night was also Rosh Chodesh. So what does that mean? So now Rashi gives his own explanation. Lamadnu. She'im niris halavono hayeshone mishachasheicha. If the levone of the previous month was visible at night, yoim mishachasheicha yoim esrim v'tisha, the night after the 29th day, Shohu Leil Shloshim. So the night of the 30th day, it was still visible, the Levone of the previous month. So, Ein Mekachin Oisei B'Yom Shloshim. So you cannot make Rosh Chodesh the 30th day. And that is Pshat Tzor She'elayla V'Yom Min HaChodosh. In order that the day should be Rosh Chodesh, you have to have that the night was also Rosh Chodesh. If in the night it was still visible, the Levon of the previous month, so the day can't be Rosh Chodesh. Bim Taimer, Fektach Rashi, you don't need a Psahaloch, a Pshita, the Ein Mekachin. You can't be Mekadish by day. Sharei loisire hachadosha b'yoyim shloishim. If the old Levone was still visible in Eretz Yisrael, was still visible the night of the 30th day, so Memele, you will not see the new Levone till 24 hours later. The Kaimalon Esrim Varboim Varboshoi Mechasi Sira. 24 hours, there's a Zman, when we'll see later in the Gemara, 24 hours the Levona is Mechusa, Kedemrina Lakama. So Rashi asks the kasha, so why do you need a pesach halacha, a lomdis, that in order for the day to be Rosh Chodesh, the night also had to be from that Chodesh? You won't have a day Rosh Chodesh if you saw the levon of the previous month at night. So Rashi says, Itzrich leman da ome ma'aymin al ha'edim al ha'chodesh shloi nire bizmane lekatshoi. We learned, Rabbi Yochanan held, that it is possible for Bezdin to force Edim that they should say that they saw the Levone. So Memele, so even though Lamaisa Levone will not be seen, that isn't a problem. You can be Ma'ayim ala Edim to say they did see the Levone. Vashmi'inon, so now he's telling us Aloha, the Imniris Hayishone Balaylo. But what is if the Levone of the previous month was visible at night? So then ain't ma'aymen. You can't make the next day Rosh Chodesh. Shrei ha'kol ro shehalayla min ha'chodesh she'over. Everyone saw that the previous night was from the previous month. So the Turi Evan says, L'chayre, from this Rashi it would seem that this is a drabon and the kecheshben, says he lucid the Veidine. Everyone saw. How could you say today's Rosh Chodesh? Everyone saw. As they would have said, give us in from Rashi. We're going to have problems. But Kaponim, that's what, how it would seem from Rashi. Weiter. So that's one halacha Rabbi Zeire told him. Now a second halacha. Vizu she'omar abe avur the Rabbi Simloi mechashvin es that what did he said was a psad noilad kaidem chatzoyis noilad acha chatzoyis. What does that mean? So it means as follows: mechashvin es teudosoy. Bezdin should rechen ois when the moilad will be noilad kaidem chatzoyis. If the moiled was before Chatzos Hayoim, biyodua shenire somoch lishkiyas hachamo, so then the levone can be visible in Eretz Yisrael before the shkiyah. Loi noilad koidem Chatzos, but what if the moiled was not before Chatzos? The cheshbon of the moiled bezdin should figure out. That you can figure out. So if Bezdin figured out that the moilet fell after Chatzos, biyadua shaloi nire samach lishkiyas hachamo, so then Bezdin knows that it is impossible to see the levona before the shkiyah. If the moilet was 12:01. So Memele, it is impossible to see the Levona before the Shkia. Lamay nafke mine. So if you can't see it, you can't see it. Why do you need a baraisa? Omaravashi lakrushi sadi. No, it's a mirdike nafke mine. If Edom will come to Bezdin, and they'll tell Bezdin, we saw the Levona before the Shkia, and Bezdin has a cheshben that the moilad was after Chatzai, so Bezdin will tell them, and Shuldik Rabbeis is enter Shakronim, Agutetok. They will not accept the Eidis of these Eidim. Let us see Rashi. Vizu Sha'omar Abba Avua de Rab Simloi Lifnei Shmuel. That what Abba told over to Shmuel, Vulo Yoda Lefarsh, and Shmuel did not know how to explain this aloche. Machilok bei neulet koidem chatzois ul neulet l'acher chatzois. So Rabbi Zeire said, ani mefar shalachem, I'll explain it to you. Mechashvin es moilet halavon. Bezdin has to cheshbin when the moilet is. And now, this is what the Braise is telling us. Neulet koidem chatzois hayoim. If the moilet was before chatzois hayoim, biyadua, so then we can be assured shenire hayoim kaidem shetishka chamo, that the levone will be visible in Eretz Yisrael before the shkia. She'ein halevone miskase mibnei Eretz Yisrael she'ein b'mayre. The levone is not Mechuse from the Bnei Eretz Yisrael that they, which are b'mayrev mitoich. Let us see the lashna bach mitoich koitna. Even though the after the moilad, the levone is very minute. Elo sheish shois acher chidusha. It is only not visible the first 6 hours after the chidush halavone, after the moilad. Shalavone la'olam b'sheis shois la'acha chidusha b'keren barovis deroimis. It is then in the, it is towards Mayrib, Mayrib dorim, v'niris lahem. So, 6 hours after the chidush, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael are able to see the levone. Noilad acha chatzois, but what happens if the moilad was after chatzois? Biyadua, we say 6 hours, it is impossible to see the levone after the moilad. Shlo yeroa hayoim, it will be impossible to see it today. Shehiktano, kol sheishois, is too small to be seen. Vinelemes me einkel. Zok de gemore le mai nafke me no le mechshev. Why does Besen have to cheshben when the moilad is? Hare al pi Edom on the mekatshim. What do we have to know? Let's work retroactive. If Edom come and say that they saw the levonah, so we'll know the moilad was before chatzos. Lakhushi sadi. Im noilad acha chatzos. If we made a cheshben, And we know that the moilad should be after chatzos. Va'amru, and Edim will come to us and tell us, Ro'inu ha'chadosha, we saw the new levonah lefnei shkiyas hachama, kidei lekatshei hayoim, so we will know Edei shekerim. We'll know that these are Edei sheker. Oma Rabbi Zeire, Oma Rav Nachman. Chof Dalid Shoi Mechsi Siyaro. There are 24 hours which the Levone is not visible. Lidi Don, to the Bnei Bovel, Shit Me Atika, 6 hours of the old Levone, that means 6 hours before the Moilid, the old Levone is not visible. In Bovel, Vitamni sore mechadito. In another 18 hours of the new levone, for the Bnei Bovel, they cannot see it. So that means, so it's a 24-hour period for the Bnei Bovel, they cannot see the levone. But this 24-hour period starts 6 hours before the moilad and extends till 18 hours after the moilad. Lididhu, to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, it's the other way around. Shis mechadito, the first 6 hours of the after the moilad, they can't see. V'tamni sori me'atike, and the 18 hours before the moilad, they also can't see. Lemay nafke mino, why do we have to know this cheshbin? Omar Rav Ashi la'akhushi sadi. Again, that if we'll hear fakert, that means if someone will come in Eretz Yisrael and he'll relate to Besden, you know what, I saw the old Levone and I saw the new Levone in a 24-hour period, so we'll know he's telling a lie. Let us see Rashi. Chof Dalet Shoi Mechsi Siyara. There are 24 hours where the Levone is not visible. Samoch lechidusha. Now this 24-hour period starts samoch lechidusha before the moilad milafonov, before the chidush, before the moilad, or me'achav and after the moilad. He miskase min ha'ayin, mitoich koitna. Now for everyone, say you're in Bovel, say you're in Eretz Yisrael, there's a 12-hour period, 6 hours before the moilad and 6 hours after the moilad, that it is impossible to see the levone. So that's what Rashi says. Samach lichidushim levonov malachov humechasim in ha'ayim v'toich koitno sheishois livnei chidusha v'sheishois lacha chidusha. nelemes mikol adam. No one can see it, wherever you're situated. Koidem lochein, but before these 6 hours, ula acha mikan, or after these 6 hours, shteim esrei shoyis, shehi b'mizrech, so the old levone, which is b'mizrech, niris lefnei mizrech. So that means the b'nei mizrech, which is the b'nei bovel, 7 hours before the meilid, they can see the old levone. The loy livnei meirev, but the bnei meirev, the bnei eretz Yisrael, cannot see the old levona mitoich koitna. And the same way, fakel techeshmen, uch shehi b'meirev, when the levona is b'meirev, and that's after chidusha, it is b'meirev, nearest livnei meirev, 6 hours after the chidush, the bnei meirev can see it already, the loy livnei mizrach. Now Rashi explains, V'hila oilam, lifnei chidusha, before the chidush halavono, you have the lavono yishono, bekeren mizrach is droimis. It is towards mizrach, mizrach dor. Ula acha chidusha, bekeren marov is droimis. Kacho isi bi yisoidoi shal Rebbe Sadye zal. Rashi saw this from Rebbe Sadye goyim. Hilkach. Kshe yishono, miskase b'mizrach. When the old levone becomes not visible for the bnei mizrach, so that means the minute it becomes not visible, so that means we are starting the 6 hours before the moilet. Is ein achadosho nires livnei mizrach, for them to see the new levone, they will be unable to see it ad chof dalet shoyis, till 24 hours. That means there is a 12-hour period, 6 before the moilad and 6 after the moilad, which no one can see it. And then, since they are in Mizrach, and the Chiddush is in Meirev, so there's another 12-hour period, which they also can't see it. So they'll first be able to see it 24 hours later. Shemiskase mibnei Meirev, when it is not visible for the Bnei Meire, so that means this is 18 hours before the Meile, they can see it already. And Achadosh in Yerushalem at Chov Dalet Shoyis. So after 6 hours, they'll be able to see it. That means after the Meile, the new Levona, they'll be able to see. So again, that is a 24-hour period. Lididon, Libovel, the Kaim Ebe Mizrach, the Yoshvei Bovel are living in Mizrach. Mechas yeshit me'atika, so the 6 hours, the last 6 hours of the Rias Alavon of the previous month, it's Mechusa, v'lo yoysa. Mata, minesh Alavon ha'yishonom, shlifnei chidusha b'kern d'roimis mizrachis. Lavona is towards Mizrach. V'royin ha'yisei b'nei bovel asmuchim le'mizrach. Nelemes mehen mikam ve'eilech mitoich koitna. And then it becomes, the last 6 hours, it becomes not visible for them. L'soiv shei shoi shel chidusha. But after the 6 hours after the moilet, he met his bekendroi mismarovis. V'roi no isha b'nei Eretz Yisroel asmuchin l'mayrev. V'loi b'nei bovel. V'chein kol yud bei shoy shacha shei shoy sari shoynes. Arei shemiskasa hachadoshe mibnei bovel yud cheshoyis. V'lach yud cheshoyis kvagdoi li v'niris b'chom bokim. Lidit hu, to the bnei Eretz Yisrael, shis mechadete, k'mei shepirashti, shal b'soyf sheis niris l'vnei meire. V'tamnei samayatike, k'mei shepirashti, shiyeshono, Besoyv tachlisa, the old levonim, loilam b'mizrach v'choshmoina esrei shoyis shal yishona mitoich koitna loiniris b'mayrev. Avol koitum lachen g'day loise v'niris l'melchik. L'mayin afgemine, that we have to know these cheshboinis, lakchushi sadi. Im yoimru, if Edim will come and tell us, Ro'inu ha'yishona v'hachadosha b'soich esrim v'aboi shoyis, so we will know sheker ha'idum. Omar Mar, Now we're going to go back to the first halacha that Rab Zeira had said, the tzorech sheyehei laila v'yoyim min hachadosh. That the levone, the new levone, in order to make Rosh Chodesh, the new levone, the old levone cannot be visible at night. If the old levone was visible at night, you cannot make the next day Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh has to start from the night, and it can't be Rosh Chodesh at night if the old levone was still visible. Zukta Gemara Minola. How do you know this yisod? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Mei Erev Ad Erev. Reish Lakish Omar Ad Yoim Ho Echad Ve Eschim Lachodesh Bo Erev. Zot Rashi. Ad Erev Tishbesu. Mei Erev, the first posik is speaking about Yoim HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is from the evening till the evening. Lamadnu shehayom hoylech acher halayla le'inyan hamayados. That means Yom Kippur, the night after Yom Kippur is not Yom Kippur anymore. The night before Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. Mei erev ad erev. So the Gemara is medame, just like the yontif of Yom HaKippurim, the whole 24-hour period from the night till the next night, that is Yom HaKippurim, that is the moyed. So if there's a moyed of Rosh Chodesh, it's also the same thing. It also has to be from the night till the next night, that's Rosh Chodesh. And if during the night it was still visible, the Levone from the previous Chodesh, so that wasn't Rosh Chodesh. You can't have a Rosh Chodesh that's going to start by day. Rosh Chodesh has to start by night. That was one drosha. That was Rabbi Yochanan's drosha. Reish Lakish said a drosha ad yoim ha'echad ve'esrim la'chodesh bo erev. Lo madnu yitzias hamoyit Bo'erev becomes ois Pesach, the Pesach says as follows, Borishain means Chodesh Nissen, Ba'bosar Yoim LaChodesh, Bo'erev Teichel Matzois, Ad Yoim HaEchad Ve'esrim LaChodesh Bo'erev. So it's telling us this man of Achilles Matzeh, Be'erev Teichel Matzeh, Ad Yoim Ha'echad Ve'eschim La'chodesh Bo'erev. So Rashi says, Ad Yoim Ha'echad Ve'eschim Be'erev, Lomadnu Yitzias Hamoyed Bo'erev. That when it becomes night, it's Ois Pesach. Harei Shaholach Ha'yoim Acher Halaylo. The next night is not Pesach anymore. The yoim is heilach acha, the previous laila, and the next laila goes to the next day. So again, we see that the laila is, the yoim is heilach acha halaila, the previous laila. So memela, Rosh Chodesh also, the night has to be Rosh Chodesh in order for the day to be Rosh Chodesh. Frek de gemore mai benayu. Abaya Omar Mashmois Dershamika Benaidla Machloikis and Haloche. Shaila is where he brings such a this drosh, he brings a different drosh. Rava Omar Chatzois Laila Ike Benayu. Rava says is a Machloikis Laloche between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Zok Rashi. Chatzois laila ike binayu, man di yalef miyoyim hakipurim, oilech acha tchilas halayla, the beginning of the night, that's the beginning of yoyim hakipurim, mei erev ad erev tishbisu shabbatchem, tersiv mei erev ad erev. So we see that the beginning of the night start is the haschol of the next day, that's yoyim hakipurim. Uledidei, according to Rabbi Yochanan, im nires hayeshono afilu betchilas leil shloishim, so if the old levonim would be visible the beginning of the night, let's say the night starts 6 o'clock, and 6:15 the old levona was visible. Ishuv ein achaydish miskadish b'yayim shloishim, because the moyed of Rosh Chodesh has to be from the beginning of the night, and they can't, in the beginning of the night, what can't be Rosh Chodesh, because the old levona was still visible. But ulaman the yalef mimatzis, ein hayoim hoylech achat tchilas halayla, the yoim does not go after the tchilas halayla. Sharei mechatzois layla horishen shal Pesach. From Chatzos, Rashi is learning our Gemara, according to Rabbi Kiva, that, I think of Elazar ben Azariah, that the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach is at Chatzos. Sherei mechatzos laylo horishin shel Pesach ad yoim ha'echod ve'esrim Achilas matzah rishus. From the Chatzos of Eile Tezvov, that there's no mitzvah of eating matzah. Ubevach lo yeichol chometz, kedem rinim b'shili arvei psochim. V'chatzois laylo rishin, the first half of the night, choluk mehem, v'nimshach im ha-pesach ha-nishchat ba-arbo oso. The first half of the night is connected to the Korban Pesach, which was geshochten ba-arbo oso, just like there's a choiva to eat the Korban Pesach, eat matzah together with the Korban Pesach. So Dachsich Mir, Rashi had a very interesting pshat in the Pasuk. Dachsich Mir, Rashi learned pshat in the Pasuk like this. Borishoin, Chodesh Nissen, Ba'arbo oso yoim la'chodesh, the 14th day in the Chodesh, Ba'erev teichlo matzeis, there's a chiev to eat matzeh, ba'erev, til chatzois. And it would seem that til chatzois, that is arbo oso yoim lachaydish. That is still the 14th day. That means just like lahavdol and goyish, the day tzitzich till midnight, then starts the new day. So lechayre, that's pshat in the posik. Borishayim, in chaydish nisn ba'bos, ayayim lechaydish ba'erev teichel matzeis, is a mitzvah to eat matzah with the Korban Pesach, that's an abos of the mitzvah. After chatzais, ad yayim ha'echad ve'eschim lechaydish ba'erev, then there's a mitzvah, then it's rishus. So that what the laila is nimshach achar, or the yom is nimshach acha halayla she'ovro, that means the yom is nimshach till the layla she'ovro at chatzos. So therefore, ule didei, according to Reish Lakish, afilu niris hayishone betchilas halayla, afilu if till chatzos you saw the old levone, ma'aymin lemocha aleidem leimerinu, so we could still make Rosh Chodesh. Because, like this, we said that it can only be Rosh Chodesh if the night is also Rosh Chodesh. According to Reish Lakish, you don't need that the whole night has to be Rosh Chodesh. From midnight it has to be Rosh Chodesh. So if the Levona Yeshone was seen before midnight, so that goes to the previous day. Rosh Chodesh, Amuyim Dikizach, Rosh Chodesh starts from Chatzos. So, Rosh Chodesh starts from Chatzos. If you say Ali V'yovoi by Meirev, I don't know, Klo, what happens if, I don't know what they did by Yalav V'yovai. If it matters, he davened Meirev before Chatzos. I mean, it's very modern to say Yalav V'yovai. Maybe you would say Yalav V'yovai because is a very interesting ha'ore that the Shah HaTzion brings down, which is very interesting. The Shah HaTzion in Hilchas Purim brings down a ha'ore, which is, let's say we are from the Plaga Mincha Lamato, we can have a Meirev already. So what is the din if Rosh Chodesh will be the next day? So by Plaga Mincha, you'll say Alav Yove by Meirev. Now Plaga Mincha is not can daven Meirev then, but it's not Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is zicher. You have to wait till Laila for Rosh Chodesh. Afal Pikein, the Mishnah Berurah says you'll say Alav Yove. The same thing he wants to say, if you'll daven Meirev miplaga mincha erev Purim, you'll say Yala v'yovai, even though it's not Purim. You'll say Alanisim, I mean, you'll say Alanisim. And he says, because the lomdus is, the Meirev has the nusach of what the next day will be. So even though b'shas you're davening Meirev, it's not Purim, it's not Rosh Chodesh, but you still say Yala v'yovai and Alanisim. So it could be Lamaisa, you would say Yala v'yovai. But al-koponim, this man does not have to be Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh has to start from midnight. Now, the Turei Evan asks Akasha, this whole sugya is very schwer according to Rashi. In the beginning of the sugya, Rashi said, why can't you make it Rosh Chodesh if the old Levona was seen at night? So Rashi says, Shreyakul Rohu Shalaila Mina Chodesh Ova. So Rashi would seem that holds it's a Rabbona de Kedin, a Zilusa de Veidin. A person can't do such a thing when the Welt Zetoch that the Laila was the Chodesh Ova. And later the Gemara brings Psukim. So he doesn't say the Turem lies by Tzachin and Rashi. Later Gemara Vaista, and according to Reish Lakish, I feel that they did see the Levona the first half of the night as Echnish Gefella. It's a small halachidik. The beginning Rashi says a psadarabono, the Vaista is a psadaraisa. It's very unclear in Shitas Rashi. Zog Taisvis, Tzorich sheyehei laila v'yoyim min hachodosh. That the night has to have, you can't have the old levone at night and to make Rosh Chodesh the next day. Hod ma'aymim al ha'edim al ha'chodesh shalai nire bizmane loyma re'inu afo pishlei ro hanemilik shem shloishim laila v'yoyim min hachodosh. But if the Laila was min hayoshon, you can't make it Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Chatzis Laila ike binayu, the difference between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Perish bekuntres, shera bi yesoide shal Rabbi Sadye, shalavona lo'ilom lifnei chidusha bekeren mizrochis droimis, lacha chidusha bekeren marovis droimis, shehi bemizroch, when the Levon is b'mizrech, niris levnei mizrech, loy levnei mairev. Urshi b'mairev, niris levnei mairev, loy levnei mizrech. Lekach, ha-levone ha-yishono levnei bovel shebe-mizrech, einei miskasa eloshei shois. Only 6 hours before the moilid, the bnei bovel, it's not visible for the bnei bovel. Uvnei yaretz yisrola ha-choykim miskasa yutche shois. Vachadoshe eino miskasa levnei Eretz Yisrael shebemairev k'im sheishois, levnei bovel ha'choikim, miskasa yudcheshois. Laman di yalav ha'yoyim ha'kipurim, ha'yoyim oylech achat chilus ha'layla. Vim nira so ha'yishona betchilus ha'layla, shuvim ekatshim ha'chodesh b'yoyim. Laman di yalav mi'pesach, lecheshinen, elo shaloi teiro ha'mechatzois ha'layla v'ilach. Ulefi shitas akunteris mashma. So now Rashi said that there were different mekaimis which had different views of the levone. In the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, 18 hours before the moilid, they couldn't see the levone. the Bnei Bovel could see the Levone till 6 hours before the Moilet. Ulefi shitas akuntres mashme, the loy chayshinon klal bivnei bovel, elo bivnei eretz Yisrael. That means the Gemara said that, let's say, the Edim came, the main afkamine, that means if Edim will come we hear that if Edim said they saw the old Levana, the new Levana, a 24-hour period, the Shakonim. But another thing we heard. We heard our Loche that if the Levana was not, the Levana is visible at night, so you can't make it Rosh Chodesh. Now, this is a very flexible statement. If the Levana is visible at night, for example, in Eretz Yisrael, so let's say if the Moilid was by day, so they didn't see the Levana at night, 18 hours before, they didn't see the Levana. They taka didn't see the Levana. So they can make Rosh Chodesh. They can make Rosh Chodesh. But the Bnei Bovel did see the Levana. They could see the Levana that night. So that means if the Levana was, the Moilid of the Levana was 18 hours after the Laila, or a little less than 18 hours, so you can make Rosh Chodesh, because they didn't see the old Levana. But the fact is, but the Bnei Bovel did see the old Levana. So how can you make Rosh Chodesh? So, Zaktais was Weistachois, von Rashi Weistachois, Ulefi Shita Sekundres Mashmed Lechashine Klau Bivnei Bovel, Ella Bivnei Eretz Yisrael, the Avel gav the Chozu Bnei Bovel Ayishone Belaila, Mekachim b'nei etzisos ha-chaydish l'machosei b'yoyim. V'loi chayshinon. U'b'nei bovel moinim yoyim ha-kipurim v'chol ha-mayadis me'oisei ha-yoyim. Sh'ro b'nei eretz yisol ha-chadoshe. Afo pi shem ro ha-yeshon ha-balaylo. V'zeh teime. Mimai dekro kopid ha-bnei eretz yisol v'kopid ha-bnei bovel. That means like this. If there is such a yesod, that in order to have a Shem Rosh Chodesh, it can't be called Rosh Chodesh if the old Levana is still visible. So the night can't be called Rosh Chodesh, can't be Rosh Chodesh by day if the night is not Rosh Chodesh. And the night can't be called Rosh Chodesh if the old Levana is still functioning. That's the Yesod of Rashi. So Frektach Taisves, the Bnei Bovel see the Levana, there's a Levana at night. And for them, it's also Rosh. I mean, for them, it's also Rosh Chodesh. This is the Bnei Eretz Yisrael don't see it, but the Levana is functioning for the Bnei Bovel. So how can it be Rosh Chodesh for the Bnei Bovel, them Rosh Chodesh, if that night the old Levana was functioning for them? That's Tosfos Kasha. So what's, I mean, by them, it's also Rosh Chodesh, and it can't be Rosh Chodesh for them because the old Levana was still nireh bifneim. V'zeh teimo mimai dekro kopid abnei Eretz Yisrael v'loi kopid abnei Bovel. V'oit. Then Taisis has another kashan Rashi. Misha ha-levono mascheles lehischaser. When the levono starts getting smaller, lo'oilom leisira oid betchilas ha-layla. You don't see it at the beginning of the night. That means after the levono, after half of the month, the Levana starts getting smaller, so you don't see it at the beginning of the night. Ad shetis chadesh, shekach sidra, this is the side of the Levana. Betchilas leidoso yoitzo mibayoyim. V'niris betchilas halaylo ma'at v'shoykas. Not there the whole night. B'laylo sha'achov, shoye ma'at yoitzo lishkoye. Meisefes b'chol laylo. That means Yaasha Tismale till it's a full moon, was Yoitse Bethilas Alaila, was a rechas kol alaila ad hayoim, Bishekas lehabik. Ba'achakach Mascheles Lishas, when it starts getting smaller, umeyoz shoye lotseis tchilas kol alaila. That means it doesn't come out the beginning of the night. Umaysefes b'chol laila lishes milotzeis. That means as the nights progress, the Levana comes out later and later. יויסה ביויסה עד סויף החוידש. וכל מאשים החסר, אז מן הלילי משלמס מן היום. בין בתחילס החוידש, בין בסויפו. So Taisva says, so it comes out, towards the end of the Chodesh, you'll never see Bechlau the Levon at the beginning of the night. Now, according to Resh Lakish, we learned up Saloch, if you saw the Levon at the beginning of the night, so you could still make Rosh Chodesh, because the Chodesh fell in from midnight. What do you mean if you see the Levon at the beginning of the night, the old Levon, there's no such thing. There's no such Metzias. Towards the end of the Chodesh, the Levon comes out much later. So Taisvis asks two kashas on Rashi. Taisvis asks a kasha of Lomdis. Taisvis asks a kasha in Metzias. The Yaisa ha-yanira leforish. So Taisvis said, I would say a different shot in the Gemara. We're not speaking about the moon. The Mayri hoche le-inyin ha-moylet. The tzorer she-yehe laylo v-yoyim min ha-chodosh. That the Moilid, in order to make Rosh Chodesh, forget about the moon. The Moilid, in order to make Rosh Chodesh, the Moilid has to be at night. If the Gemara says in order to be Rosh Chodesh, the night has to be part of the day. The problem is, so not talking about if you see the moon, if you don't see the moon, you never see the moon. No, the Moilid has to be at night. If the Moilid is at night, so then that day can be Rosh Chodesh. If the Moilid will first start by day, so then it can't be Rosh Chodesh. V'yayse yenir leforish tamay rochelin in ha-moyled, the tzor she'elaylo v'yoyim min ha-chodo, she'e-moyled mi be'erev shal esrim v'tishe ba'odo, that the moyled should be at night, she'e-yoyim shloishim v'leylo ha-kel min ha-moyled ha-chodosh. That would be very good, pshat in the Gemara. Suktoisviz av'ayin ha-minikein, the loy paslinin moyled zokin, there's no such aloche, even if you have a late moyled, Elok shenoyled acha shmeina osa. La halacha, if the moyled is after chatzais hayoim, then you can't make it Rosh Chodesh. Because then you can't see the Levona also, because you need 6 hours of force to see the Levona. But if the moyled was before chatzais, lemaise, it's Rosh Chodesh. So you see there's no such halacha. Before we go further, Taisus Muchetzach Zer Stark in this Gemara, and there's a Moiridike Bala Moir, which is, it seems, Chazanish is very much Marich in the Bala Moir, and he brings it down La Aloche. The Bala Moir says a Machudishtike Pshat in our Gemara. The Bala Moir says as follows, that, Bekitzer, the Bala Moir says, this is Takeb Shat, that it can only be Rosh Chodesh, can only be Rosh Chodesh if the Moilid was from the evening. That's 100% true. But, he says one Cheshbin. He says, we Cheshbin, the night starts, we start with Yerushalayim. And we go west, 270 miles, and we say, I mean, if we start with Yerushalayim, so the Yerushalayim, the day starts in Yerushalayim 6 o'clock, going further west starts, so the day starts then 6 o'clock. If you go to the furthest point west, you go 270 miles west is 18 hours ahead. That means 18 hours behind. 18 hours behind. If you go east 90 miles, so they are, this is 6 hours before Eretz Yisrael. Before Yerushalayim. Now, so the Bala Moir says like this. The Gemara told us in order it should be Birosh Chodesh, you have to have one place in the world that was, that the Moilid was in the beginning of the night. So that is pshat in the Gemara. That is pshat in the Gemara. If the Moilid was, the Gemara says the Moilid before Chatzos, after Chatzos. If the Moilid was before Chatzos, so that means even though in Yerushalayim the Moilid was only the last quarter of the day, but in In the furthermost western point, it's just the Haschalas Halayla, so the Meilet was there 24 hours. So Memeile, that is the Halacha. In order to have Hashem Rosh Chodesh, in order to have Hashem Rosh Hashanah, you have to have one place in the continent that the Meilet, the new moon was functioning 24 hours, and that is Pshat, if the Meilet, that's Neilet Acha Chatzais, if the Meilet was after Chatzais, so Memeile, so then there was no place in the world that the Meilet was functioning for a 24-hour period, so that day can't be Rosh Chodesh. That is how the Balamoyel says Pshat. Bemison Toisvus wanted to say this Cheshbin, but Toisvus says Mefil Tzach Nishtazoi. That's what Toisvus has said. So the Balamoyel said the Cheshbin is right, but you don't look in the same mocking. It's 18 hours behind the Eretz Yisrael. Later than Eretz Yisrael. Let us finish the Taisvis. V'yesh Aymrim. Another pshat. It's Tzarech Laila V'yoyim Min HaChadosh Kloima. Tzarech Shiyei Seder HaKiddish Laila V'yoyim. Nimekadish Cheshchidish It's Laila V'yoyim. V'lo Yoyim V'layla. What does that mean? Dima Yam Moilet. B'yoyim koydim chatzois, if the Meilet was before chatzois, v'kitshu u'bezden niskatshu layla shalafono. V'im noyle d'acha chatzois, the Meilet is after chatzois, loy niris b'yoyim, ein achoydish miskadish ala lamocho. So then the next day will be Rosh Chodesh. V'ein yoyim ze shalafono miskadish imoy. But the previous day, that means that the Laila is nigra after the Yom, but the Yom is not nigra after the Laila. V'hainu davua derab simloi. That he says, neila de kaidem chatzois, and neila dacha chatzois, and that pshat is, he says, neila de kaidem chatzois, so the Laila is nigra acha Yom, neila dacha chatzois, the Yom is not nigra acha Laila. V'peiris elei nicha de kama ike binaya chatzois Laila, the leke man da omar shemeshech sheicha leichayil yontev v'reish chodesh. There's no, if the Gemara is speaking about till when the kedushas reish chodesh is nimshach, no one says that kedushas reish chodesh is only nimshach till midnight. So Memela Sotaisus got stuck with this pshat also.